only 5 more episodes till Radio Free Cybertron number 500. This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 495. We're just 5 episodes away from episode 500. And because of that, we're skipping next week.
Also because we don't want to be here on Thanksgiving weekend.
That's true, but it's also helping us number out the shows.
I mean, I'd do it, but, you know.
I would do it, too, because I don't have a family to go to for Thanksgiving, but, you know.
Some people actually want to spend time with their families. I don't understand.
I'm not doing anything myself. I'm not doing anything Wednesday. If you guys want to do, like, a RFC Extra live stream, wink, wink.
I'm available.
I'm there. I'm available.
Okay, maybe we will do something. It just won't be numbered RFC. Okay.
It's like that time before TFCon 2013 or whatever when I did the unofficial podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
Of course, you went back and retconned that into a number and ruined everything.
Did I make it like in a half, or did you do it in a half?
I made it the unauthorized podcast. I think you are the one that
authorized.
Whatever number got assigned to it was your doing.
What I'm thinking about doing is going back and renumbering all the unnumbered episodes just to make it easier for me to post them whenever I do build the new website.
That's never going to happen, though.
I know. With me this week, we have Chris, the always optimistic fan of my ability to get things done.
I know you pretty well, Kilby.
You know, I was reading my email last night looking for something, and I found an email from you from about like 8 or 9 years ago where you were just so nice to me, talking about how I'm like the friend that you've had longer than any – that you've known longer than anybody.
That's because I thought I was going to be homeless and I needed somewhere to go.
I love that. That's perfect. We have Matt here.
Now
it actually looks like you and Chris are kind of in one continuous room.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I'm a little bit more blue.
If you put me in between Chris and Diecast,
you guys might just be living together.
Yeah. The new Threes Company.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
don't think Diecast would last very long in that situation.
I was going to say it's the new odd couple because there wouldn't be 3 of us for very long.
Diecast is here. Hey, Diecast, how's it going?
Oh, good. Good for me.
That's good. Yeah. That's awesome.
JT Hogg. Not too much.
He only has one last
Thanksgiving with his family.
Well, that's nice at least. So save it for later in the show, Diecast.
I think we are going to resolve that at Jolanta, which I have the room booked for. I'm going to be there. I'm excited. It's going to be awesome. And we'll get to see Diecast die.
That's the whole reason I'm going.
Fun for the whole family.
JT is like 2.5 times bigger than Diecast, so I don't, physics works. It does what it does. We have Rob. How's it going, Rob?
Better than last week. That's good. All I can say.
Good. Okay, with that, Don, how are you doing?
I'm a disembodied voice coming at you through the radio.
Who said that?
You get used to it.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm practicing being Zordon for the new Power Rangers movie.
But you wouldn't be a disembodied voice, and you'd be a disembodied head. So we would still need to see some part of you.
That's true.
That would actually be something to look forward to out of that new movie.
Yeah, it would be a step up.
Yeah. And John, how's it going?
I'm saving up for that Black Friday TransformersClub.com sale. Oh, wait, I already paid full price for all of this shit like 2 years ago.
Okay, question for that. Okay, let's just go ahead and jump into it. Black Friday, I wanted to do like a Black Friday report, but there's hardly anything to talk about. Nope. Black Friday has really transformed over the last few years. And I did not mean that as a pun. The only thing I could really find through digging, not counting the Collector's Club stuff, is the Super Bumblebee at Toys R Us. From Robots in Disguise for $25, which is normally $50.
Are you going to line up for that?
Yes, I am. No, I'm not. But the Collectors Club is putting their stuff up on Black Friday discount. Now, I don't at all recall how much any of this stuff costs, but they have that crossover set with all the G.I. Joe characters, Megatron, Rat Bat, and Ravage from the G2 crossover with G.I. Joe. And it's $130. What was the original price on it?
$130.
So how's it a Black Friday sale?
It's not. The Black Friday prices they don't go into effect until
Friday.
Oh, that's okay. So what? So if I wanted this, God, what here would I actually want? I guess that's
I don't think it's, I don't think it's gonna be everything either going on discount for their sale.
I guess
I was gonna say because how mad would the people be?
I don't
just
know. They're getting down
stuff.
To the wire here.
Yeah, they still got a ton of toys to deliver.
Yeah, I mean, I would take that Rodimus Prime. I would. Maybe the RC. Definitely the crossover set if it was less than $130. But I'm really kind of disappointed. I love Black Friday shopping. I really do. I'm taking the day off from work just so I can go do it. But last year, you know what we did? We decided that we didn't want to fight anybody. We went to Target like at 12 o'clock, saw the line was so long, looked around, didn't see anything. We just stayed up and went to Sam's Club at 7 o'clock in the morning, when it opened, and got exactly what we wanted. No fighting. They had everything on the flatbed cart, so you could just go push it up front and get what you want. I don't know. I think that's a good thing, but part of me really, I don't know, part of me enjoys that purge-like fighting that you have to do to...
Somebody's got to enjoy LARPing Dynasty Warriors, Brian, and I guess it has to be you.
That's probably true.
Of course.
Although, really, like, of anyone here, I would more expect it to be Rob.
Yeah, I
am more the Dynasty Warriors type.
See, I that description kind of makes me want to do it now.
I had the worst.
The bad
Black
news
Friday.
Is they won't let you actually take a glaive into the store with you.
Nice. What happened to your Black Friday dot cast?
I went to Walmart and I was in line to get video games, and they basically had it on one of those pallets, and they had it wrapped up, and we were waiting for them to cut it open so we could get the games. There was like one game I wanted. It was like one of the Batman games, Arkham Knight or something. This was like a couple years ago. And there was a cop standing there because there was a line, and then there were people standing behind us. And I was saying to the cop, like, can you tell them to that the line's at the back? And he was like, oh, I can't do anything like that. Why are you here? Other than, you know, like waiting for someone to get stabbed. Why are you here?
That's exactly why he was there.
Yep.
What they did is as soon as they cut it, all those people that were standing behind us rushed in and everyone was sticking their hands in. And my hand came out cut all over from people's fingernails.
Oh, God.
That was my last Black Friday experience at Walmart. I will never do it again.
I love Walmart Black Friday shopping. It's the easiest. It really is. I mean, I don't live in Philadelphia, so keep that in mind.
See, that does
I think
make a
you're
difference.
A bigger fan of people than the rest of us are, too, Brian. So
really? I would figure of all of us, I'm the one who like doesn't – like. Whenever we have to do an interview, I'm the one that farms it out to you guys. So I don't know if that's true.
Well Brian –
think of the last interview I did. You can't because I haven't done one in years.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, because you do them.
But you know, after 20 plus years in retail, it's I have no Christmas spirit left.
Aww,
I have
Don.
None. If you work retail, Christmas when the trees are up in September and the carols start soon after, there's just not a lot of Christmas spirit left.
Yeah,
and
Don's
sorry, Don.
Heart shrank three sizes that day.
I'm sorry, but I do love.
I was gonna. Say somebody get out in the Photoshop. We need a Dawn as the Grinch.
I'll see what I can do later.
Yeah.
But you know, if anybody wants to make me some deviled eggs with Miracle Whip for Christmas, that'd be cool.
Hey, Don, do you want to have your Christmas ruined even more, Don?
Don, if you want to come down for Thanksgiving, I'll make you some deviled eggs with Miracle Whip. We're doing it on Saturday after, so just come on down.
I would, but
that is friendship.
Yeah.
I know, right? Letting Miracle Whip in his house for his friend.
I have eaten Miracle Whip before. It's not good, and I wouldn't do it again, but for Don, I would do it.
Don't be saying you have to eat them, Kilby. But you have to make them.
Last thing in the Black Friday shopping discussion, though. Next show, which will be in 2 weeks, unless we do some sort of we're going to do a mini cast next week, but. I want to go ahead and do our semi-annual, not that I do it twice a year, that I do it almost every year, holiday gift-giving guide. We talk about cool things that you can get the Transformers fan in your life or kids that you know who might like Transformers. Say, obviously, most people listening to this are Transformers fans and experts, but not everybody knows all of the stuff that is on the shelves now, especially when it comes to some of the Robots in Disguise stuff or the Rescue Bot stuff. So it's just a good chance to remind you, hey, there's more than just Generations or there's more than just third party. So we'll have that on the next show. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump back into the order. So speaking of giving away, Operation Combination, it's our attempt to help clear the toy aisles of shelf warmers. The idea was there's some Combiner War stuff left on the shelf, but really a lot of that's being cleared off. My Walmart still has quite a bit. Yeah, I know. But with that being said, it's a good chance to clear toys off the shelf that you may not want to buy and help out kids at the same time. I've already donated. We've had some donations come through. When you do that, just if you tweet it or if you post it to Instagram, put the hashtag Operation Combination and we will share it out. Donate the toys to a reputable toy drive like Toys for Tots, et cetera. You can get a Ronald McDonald House, your local children's home, your local foster care. There's lots of good, needy organizations that will be glad to take those and give them to a child that may not have something else this Christmas season or this holiday season, whatever holiday you celebrate. I celebrate in the generic sense. Like, I'm not a religious person at all, but I still say, like, Merry Christmas and stuff. Yeah. Because that's easier than Merry Solstice.
Christmas is the farthest thing from a religious holiday anymore anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You sound like a jerk when you say Merry Solstice. Merry Christmas is fine, whether you're into that or not.
I have never heard someone say Merry Solstice.
I mean, I'm saying that somebody would.
Well, that's how you know that you sound like a giant jerk saying
exactly. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. So we were giving away another brainstorm because I'm like, hey, I've got another brainstorm. Let's give it away. This was for Instagram because we use it. I post stuff to Instagram, but I like to do these contests to help drum up interest and stuff. So basically all you had to do was post an image to Instagram and or follow us. And it turns out it's a lot harder to do these contests with Instagram than it is Twitter. Twitter is so easy and beautiful. But Instagram, a little bit harder. So we didn't get quite the turnout that we did with Twitter. But with that being said, we still have a winner. And I will contact the winner after the show. But our winner for Brainstorm, the second one that we are giving out, is Justice Gambino. And I love that name. Justice Gambino. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Wonder if he's part of the Gambino family. That was a good pick.
Maybe they'll like do us some political favors. Is that what you're saying? Or some?
I don't know if it's a regional thing, but around here, the Gambino family was a gangsters.
Oh, maybe they can do us some like under the table favors.
Mobsters. You know.
Yeah.
Now, when you say under the table favors,
no. Let's go ahead. Okay, so did anybody get anything new? I'm getting Lyo Kaiser tomorrow. I'm getting Lyo Kaiser tomorrow, so I can't talk about it. Yeah. Don is too.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, I wonder who has Lyo Kaiser right now.
Oh, man.
Overlord?
Okay, nice.
It's not going to be nearly as much fun owning that once Brian has one, too.
I know. But you've
had like 2 months to
yeah.
You know,
I've enjoyed the past several weeks way more than I should.
Yeah, what you don't see is off camera. Though. Off camera, he does. Yeah. My precious.
He has. I've been there.
I do that with all my Combiner Wars toys.
I don't even know where I'm going to put it. I cleared off a bunch of toys off a shelf last night because I'm building. I'm building out another location, a non-Transformers video podcast location. So I don't want toys everywhere. So I put books in place of toys on the bookshelf because that's where they were. So I'm going to have to find a place to put Lyo Kaiser and Computron and a couple other things. So I wonder if the wife would like those in the living room.
Probably.
I think she would love it.
Maybe you could set up your auxiliary podcast station in the living room.
Well, no, that's I'm doing that in here.
You should also have her make the deviled eggs with Miracle Whip for Don when he comes over. That would probably top it off.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Anybody else get anything?
Don, did you get anything this week?
No.
Well, I think it's Rob's turn.
Okay, well, I did not get them this week. Last week, when I could not be on the show, I got Mind Wipe and Wolfwire, thanks to Matt. And they are both very nice. Yes, thank you so much. And, yeah, they're both very nice. I think Wolfwire is the slightly better toy. The very soft plastics on Mind Wipe worry me just a little bit, but I like them both. They're good.
Especially when Mind Wipe has all the parts attached in the correct order.
Yes.
That's usually important.
It helps.
It doesn't hurt. Let's just say it doesn't really hurt.
Anybody else get anything?
I got nothing this week.
I thought you had that.
This is the Japanese one.
Didn't you already have it, though?
Oh, no. I had to wait an extra month for my pre-order to come in.
Diecast had it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, play it. Play it for me, please.
I'll try, but there's like 15 different sounds and they come up randomly.
I know.
Should have been on the pre-show, Don.
I was on the...
It looks like you're doing looks like you're doing the Heimlich maneuver.
Thank you.
Head on.
And Skype, of course, drops the actual music when we say something, unfortunately. Oh. Darn you, Skype.
Yes,
well, I don't have any copyright claims on YouTube, so
you know, yeah. I just want Fortress and not the rest of the set, just so I can, you know, I just want the sound effects and stuff.
Why don't you search eBay for that? I bet it's going to cost just about exactly what Fortress Maximus itself costs, if not a little more.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah,
because then somebody has to figure out what to do with that giant transdector.
Yeah,
yeah. But I really, really like how the new Cerebro's head sculpt came out, which obviously won't focus in correctly on here, but it looks really nice. It's painted really nice. The whole thing turned out really well.
Cool.
I could have done without the extra month's wait time from the retailer I chose to order it from, but you know, these things happen.
Apparently. Free shipping, you know.
In trade for having it a month sooner, I might have paid the, you know, $12 or $13 it would have cost otherwise.
Darn you, Target.
But I do have one other thing.
He didn't get it from Target.
Although it's not really mine. This is actually going to be Rob's, what he got sometime in the near future.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Chris.
Found that when I made a random stop at Ross this afternoon.
How much was it?
Awesome.
$12.99.
Nice. Yeah. It's worth that.
Only one they had, too.
Nice.
Okay.
So that was my day. I've got more stuff coming this week, but of course it's not here yet.
Yeah. All my stuff is in transit. I've got... the Nemesis version of the AOE Leader Class Optimus Prime by Wai Zhang, and the Unique Toys Allen, their take on Springer. So those are in route, along with Lyle Kaiser.
Nice. Okay, let's see here. Let's go ahead, I guess, and jump to This Week in History then. Okay, I don't know a thing about this episode. I don't even know which episode this correlates to. But 1992, the Headmaster's episode, Danny, the Little Hero, airs in Malaysia. So which episode is this, actually?
Title reads, Daniel faces his biggest crisis ever. I don't know Headmaster's episode by title, though.
It's episode 18 is all I can tell you. It's the one. It's the next one I'm on my list. I have not watched
this
it
was,
yet.
This was like right before Battle...
It's not the one where they...
Go ahead.
It's not the one where they get Trypticon to walk off a cliff, is it? I think that was earlier in the season.
I think this is right before they go to Planet Beast.
Has Ultra Magnus died yet?
No, and they went to Planet Beast like maybe 10 episodes ago at this point.
Oh, I thought they went like around episode 20. Okay.
Maybe they go back, but no.
Okay, well, now I'm going to load up the episode description and actually see what the hell this is.
So
for some reason, I think this is the one where Danny gets his gun.
Get your gun.
Yeah.
Get your gun. Get your gun. Shooting.
Okay, so Anything you want to share, XV, before I jump to the next item?
It's the episode where Spike and Galvatron have like a peace conference thing.
Oh God. Okay. That episode.
Sounds like it could be hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. So in this, this is your chance to feel old. In 2011, Dark of the Moon, Stryker, Optimus Prime, Seeker, Air Raid, and Deluxe Leadfoot, Human Alliance, Soundwave, and Cyberverse Soundwave are released in Japan.
Yes, Dark of the Moon was 5 years ago.
That's craziness.
Fortunately, I was able to fill most of the time in between with Age of Extinction.
Yeah.
Nice. That movie's about 3 years long.
Just about. 1986, one of my favorite episodes, actually. I don't know why, but The Burden Hardest to Bear premieres in the U.S.
Because it's a really good one, probably.
It's a good one. I don't know that it's a really good one, but it's a great premise.
It's a Scourge-heavy episode. Of course it's a good one.
Of course, coming back to it later, like watching season three altogether and like realizing what this represents, this is the episode where Rodimus like accepts his position, accepts his role, accepts that he's not going to be the same kind of leader Optimus was. And the very next episode, they take leadership away from him.
Yeah, Optimus Prime comes back.
It's pretty bad, yeah.
But, you know, season three is not my favorite season, but this is one of the episodes that I do like because it has two of the greatest quotes in it. Where he says, "We're too late, Galvatron. Scourge has started his assault." And he says he doesn't know the meaning of the word, but he's going to learn. I like that line. And then the old woman says, "Oh, no, we're trapped. We'll be killed." And the Scourge says, "Remarkable. She's clairvoyant." You know, it's just...
Yeah.
it's got some really good quotes in it. I like it for that.
It's a really good episode. It's just kind of irritating what happens immediately after.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Kind of anticlimactic. Yeah.
And in 1999, the Beast Wars Metals single "Tamashii no Evolution" and "Ba Beast Wars" is released in Japan by Columbia Music Entertainment.
Now this is not the good Beast Wars opening, which is War, Stop It, but, you know.
And,
Yeah, because Beast Wars Metals was our Season 2 Transmetals, correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Season 3.
And Season 3, yeah.
And Season 3, okay.
So, yeah, that's certainly a thing. Okay, let's jump to official news. Titans Return Deluxe Wave 3, Hot Rod, Twinferno, Autobot, Breakaway, and Trigger Happy shipping soon? The answer is yes.
They're already shipping right now.
They're shipping now.
Mine are in transit.
Some people's are shipping right now.
Yeah, other people's...
The cool people are shipping right now.
Other people's will be stuck in the warehouse for weeks.
A friend of mine messaged me on Facebook today, and he was like, they're shipping. My Wave 3 Deluxes are shipping. I'm like, I will never get them. I will never, ever, ever get my hands on them, I'm certain.
Okay, so here's a question, because XV and I were talking about this the other day. Who ordered the full set and who ordered singles of the specific figures?
I didn't know. I canceled.
Singles.
I didn't order
singles.
That sucks. They should go to the people that ordered the full set first.
No, it actually makes a little bit more sense because this way they get to stockpile up their breakaways first. They don't offer single breakaways because it's packed one to a case.
Hmm.
So it's actually a little bit easier for them to take out the extras from every case and fill those orders and have the full sets stock up for when they have enough to fill all of them.
I guess so. That makes sense.
Logic. Well, the alternative is kind of have the opposite happen where people who order the singles may have to wait a very long time for those to come in if they run through the whole allotment before everything gets filled.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to everybody who has that shipped. I will probably never get a single Wave 3 toy at all, period. I still don't have all of Wave 2 yet.
Go to Walmart.
My Walmart doesn't have it. Dude, my...
At $10, they're blowing off the shelves. My local Walmart got in a case the same day that I saw those potential 6 Galvatrons come in with no Sentinel Primes. They were gone the next day.
Hey, so, I mean, $10? Why wouldn't you buy them?
Yeah. See, even when my deluxes do come in, I'm waiting for the Titan Masters and the Legends to come in as well before I ship mine. So God knows when I'll have them.
Well, hopefully when the next batch of the second shipment of deluxes comes in, the Titan Masters and stuff will be along with them.
I wish Toys R Us would take a look at this and just be like, "Wow, we have Combiner Wars figures still on our shelves for $22, and Walmart's selling figures for $10, and they can't keep them in stock." Maybe our prices are too high.
The thing is, Toys R Us does not seem to be afraid of keeping stock on shelves for years.
That's their business
model.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they've...
As long as their shelves are full, they don't care what it is.
I mean, like, this is not a perfect analogy, but I would say it's pretty close to, like, oh, wow, look at all the numbers that Grey's Anatomy's getting. Why aren't we doing that? Well, I mean, we're not a TV show. We don't cater to the audience that watches Grey's Anatomy. I mean, so, like, in the vague, broadest sense, we're kind of the same thing. Toys R Us is, like, weird when it comes to that stuff.
That was Grey's Anatomy.
It is.
I'm totally confused now.
Exactly. That was my point. That was what I was aiming for. Hey, so Dengeki Hobby is that how you say it? That's how I say it.
Dengeki Hobby.
Yeah. I was going to say Dengue, but there's an icky at the end of it that I ignore, but my brain, I read it as Dengue. They got in new photos of Baldigus. And are they technically the Combatrons, or what are they?
Yeah, they're Combatrons.
Okay.
Oh, they're pretty.
Yeah.
God. So looking for, and I hate to say it, being a Bruticus fanboy, but at this point, I'm really glad I skipped getting Unite Warriors Bruticus, because getting this Ruination, you get those Japanese only molds, but you get them in a whole unique color scheme.
Plus, you got extra weapons and the Computron mold hands and feet. So
I need it.
Oh, I pre-ordered this as soon as it went out.
I did too, but then I canceled all my pre-orders.
I really like the blast-off coloring on this one.
Yeah, although, hopefully the plastics have a little better tolerance on this run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do hope, though, that if and or when they do Ruination / Urban Commando / Desert Camo, there's a bit of a break in between them, because I would like to get something else, but whenever they release these other colors, I'll be getting it.
I'm not so sure that'll actually happen, because, I mean, Hasbro's not going to really do any more combiner sets as far as we know. Do you think Takara would really go for those color schemes?
Well, Collector's Club would, but they're gone, so.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking...
I'm sorry, who?
Exactly, yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking, if Takara needs something, let's say something's been delayed, but they need to get some product out onto the shelves. I'm just saying, what if?
That'll got ya.
Yeah, Takara has another, color scheme that they can do this in without reaching to.
How much would you be? Would you be willing to drop on that, Matt? Do you have a number?
No.
I'd be willing to go north of 3, I think. However much I would have paid for a Collector's Club or BotCon set, I would pay for that.
Yeah. But if they wanted
like $400 to go to BotCon last year, so
the cool thing is that if they wanted to get kind of special, like for a special event, they could always do a USA edition and make Ruination.
I would buy it.
I could kind of see that, like, as a Tokyo Toy Show thing.
You know.
Because it kind of, like, I feel like that would work kind of the same way as, like, SDCC stuff does here. It's something that's just familiar enough, but just has this exotic edge to it that might appeal to the walk-in crowd.
Mm-hmm. And Car Robots is exotic now. Yes.
No. Well, no. That's the thing. The Car Robots part is the familiar aspect of it. Someone who's going to Tokyo Toy Show now might remember being 7 years old and watching that. Sunday mornings or whenever it aired, and they might also be aware that there was a different colored version in the U.S. That's the exotic part. So I could kind of see that working as a one-off Tokyo Toy Show exclusive. On the other hand, I could also see Battle Gaia making a good Tokyo Toy Show exclusive.
Yes. Battle Gaia is a definite. I need that so bad. But as far as a Ruination color scheme goes, I need G2 Defensor way more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And here's the packaging. It's a weird choice that they put that text sample across it. I don't understand why that's on the packaging. I don't get it.
It's a packaging sample.
I like the art.
But I like the fact he's in flight mode. Because he's got Blast Off and he's got Vortex as the arms, which is his flight mode.
It's like Coco Beware when he would do the arm thing. the wrestler. Diecast, no, he never watched wrestling, even though he learned how to wrestle. Never.
No,
mind.
I used to watch wrestling.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah. He can fly. That's what that is. I like it. I'm just now I'm stuck on Battle Gaia. Now I want that and Guard City.
Yeah. They go together, so.
Let me check eBay real quick, see if there's one up that I can get.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
yeah, don't, because there's already a wide discrepancy of prices at regular online stores, anywhere from $149 to $199. I don't even want to look at a aftermarket seller.
Okay, I saw them both at BotCon this past year.
Oh, really?
In boxes, and they were both about $1,200-$1,300.
Wait, in boxes?
Yeah.
That's a deal.
If I had not bought a house this year, I would have bought at least one of them.
Yeah, I mean, compared...
I would have loved to see you come away from BotCon with one of them, honestly.
In box, that is actually a good deal, relatively speaking.
Was it this year or last year that you got the original Baldigus?
That was this year.
How much you pay for it?
Right back there. Oh, what, I can't even remember. It was cheap, like $20.
$25, I think.
Yeah, $25, $35, somewhere around there. It was cheap.
I only had the one that came from the Easter basket. So
I had the one that came from Family Dollar.
Why does this still go for like $200 on eBay?
What?
Mate, did I spell it with a V or B? I spelled it with a V. Valdigus.
Well, part of the problem is that you're on eBay.
That's true. Yeah, good point. Okay, let's see here.
But hey, speaking of things that are priced very high,
next page. Oh yeah, wait, this is for sale. I didn't actually click the link. Titans Return, Leader Wave 3 6 shot. Is this thing for sale?
The images came from a Taobao auction, I believe.
Taobao does auctions? Is that how Taobao works? I just thought it was like
Taobao is Chinese eBay. There's auction format and there's buy it now.
I thought it was kind of like Alibaba. That's how I thought it worked, where they just the you bought directly from the knockoff companies.
Not quite.
Okay. Any idea how much this went for?
The number I saw this morning was that it was around 150 at that time. I don't know that it's ended yet.
So what I have to say about this is obviously it's this is not the final colors, but if this were a G2 version of Six Shot, I'd buy it.
I kind of want a blue Six Shot now.
I do. I really do.
Yeah. Without
throw some purple paint on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if they want to get a little weird, they can always do it up in Six Knight colors and call it Six Knight. It wouldn't be an exact match to the G1 character, but they could get away with it.
Yeah.
I'd rather have it these colors and have it released under the name Test Shot.
Yes.
That's awesome. Yes. That's perfect.
I wonder if there would be a venue where they could release this as Shadow Maru.
That would be nice. Or Great Shot, you know.
Tokyo Toy Show.
Yeah.
You know, if Ehobi needs a lower cost exclusive or any of the Japanese, like AmiAmi or HLJ, they could probably get it from them.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, so we finally have actual details on Masterpiece Megatron MP36. He costs 23,000 yen. So that's about what MP10 cost, but MP10 included a trailer and stuff. He'll have accessories.
This includes a big stock and silencer.
Yeah.
And it has electronics.
And an extra face and an extra chest.
It requires those LR44 batteries.
And
okay, the LR44s are the really common ones.
Yeah, but I don't have any. So my primal is without the glowing eyes.
Just order them on eBay. You can get like a 10 pack probably for a couple bucks.
I can get a Dollar Tree. I just haven't yet. Yeah. But yeah, so...
It's just the inconvenience. It's not the inaccessibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it comes out in April. So
April. Yeah. So most likely the 1st or the 8th.
Is anybody actually pre-ordering it?
I am.
Yes. Okay. I hate myself, but yes.
It's always so fun to have that around when we're talking about new stuff.
Yes.
An official masterpiece. I have to get it.
Yeah. I may get it later on, but you know, as I've said, Megatron is not one of those where I have to have the best version. And I got Apollyon a lot cheaper than that, so I think Apollyon will just be fine for me for now.
I was going to make a terrible joke about Apollyon, but I'm not going to, so moving along. More Combiner Wars stuff in some Titans Return are hitting discount stores. So did anybody actually find Computron yet?
No. None of us have, as far as I know, but there has been more than one sighting of it.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I believe the Astro Trains have only been seen the one time, though.
I seem to recall a similar, random event like that happening, a couple of years ago with current product showing up at, one Marshall's.
Yeah, it's totally possible.
I'm looking behind the picture of Computron, which we have here, and I thought that was a Creo set, but it's a Halo or a something other set from Mega Bloks, so...
Yeah, I'm sure it's a Mega Bloks set. Mega Bloks sets are very common at Ross and Marshall's. I've even seen some of the Terminator Genesis stuff, which is the first time I've ever seen that in a store.
So note to self, do not mention the tfradio.net/Computron link during the Amazon plugs.
Well, in addition to that, when Computron was around $60 last week, the primary stock apparently sold through, and last I saw it was back up to around 100 from marketplace sellers.
You know it's worth that, though. It totally is.
As long as the marketplace seller is reputable.
Well, this is the first time I've seen these pictures. I did not know. That is so weird. Because they're not, I haven't even seen a single Astro Train or Alpha Trion in stores, and they're already showing up at Marshall's.
Maybe, yeah, or it's a one-off.
So,
yeah, wow. like I said, there was a couple of years ago, it might have been Brainstorm when the first generation's Voyager Brainstorm that showed up at one TJ Maxx at the same time it showed up at general retail, or even possibly a little earlier.
Yeah, I vaguely remember what you're talking about, but I can't recall any of the details of it.
Yeah, it was a while back, but I remember something current hitting one of those discount chains and everyone being very confused.
You know, I should do some research into how some of this stuff works. One thing that always interests me is supply chain, partly because of my professional work and partly because of Transformers. So I'd actually like to know really what the business model is, and especially at least, and also how they get their stuff. I'm assuming that a lot of this stuff goes to a consolidator who then sends it to TJ Maxx or Marshall's or Ross or whoever. But it's possible that all the consolidation is actually done by Hasbro and then shipped to the distribution centers for Marshall's, whatever.
So we've heard in the past that there is a specific buyer for Ross, TJ Maxx, Marshall's, any of those places, because the buyer, the toy buyer for one of those companies actually was a fan of G.I. Joe stuff, and that's why a lot of the unreleased G.I. Joe stuff a few years ago was trickling out through the closeout retailers.
I mean, I'm certain they'd have to have a buyer, otherwise their shelves would look like Ollie's, and not...
And nobody wants that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Although I've been to Ross's that have looked like that.
I love Ollie's. Don't get me wrong, I love Ollie's, but there's
at least it's not a Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tuesday morning shelves look like randomness and despair.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, Tuesday morning shelves look like raw shelves in March. There's nothing ever there.
I was really sad when I went into a Tuesday morning for the first time and realized that a Goodwill was tidier.
Wow.
The Tuesday morning here is very nice. It is well maintained. Everything is organized. It must be the exception and not the rule.
The Tuesday morning that was really nice here closed to become a Chuck E. Cheese, and the really Detroit one is still open.
The really Detroit one.
Well, you know, caters to its audience, I guess.
Okay, so something that will probably never, ever, ever really show up at TJ Maxx. We have another statue from Prime 1. This time, it is Optimus Primal. And part of me loves it, and part of me is afraid of it.
That's me. That's when I first saw this. So this is what Masterpiece Primal would look like flocked. That's the first thing I thought of when I saw this.
So my problem with their Megatron is that it's different, and it's somebody's take on what Megatron looks like, and I'm not going to drop a grand on it anyway, but I'm not going to drop a grand on it. But that's really almost kind of what this is. It's kind of like Optimus Primal meets Masters of the Universe, but I like this one much better.
I mean, if it bothers me.
It bothers me, and it intrigues me at the same time.
You know, if this wasn't anywhere, I mean, I hate to sound cheap, but I know I am. But
Don, you're the cheapest guy I know. Go ahead.
It's just, I mean, if this was like a Kotobukiya statue at like $195 or $250, you know, I'd be a lot more tempted to get it because there's a lot of quality, there's a lot of good sculpting in here, a lot of detail. But for $1,000, it's just
that's a lot of monkey.
Yeah, that's some serious monkey business.
But not enough monkey for $1,000.
Yeah, that's some serious monkey business.
If I was paying $1,000, I would want this thing to be able to make breakfast for me. I would want it to be able to, like, you know, wash my back, shave the back of my neck, maybe even shave my face.
Pluck the lice off of you.
Exactly. I would want that. You know, drive me to work. But no.
No, but you know, maybe if they had like rooted hair all over this thing instead of the sculpting. Because with the sculpting, it just looks like kind of an over decorated birthday cake.
You make this $200 and you make it flocked and articulated, and I'll buy it.
I think it's not a statue anymore at that point.
Exactly.
But, yeah. Basically, you want a giant Moss Man.
A Hot Toys Optimus Primal.
In a different time and place, I could see that.
Yeah. Let's see. What else we got going on? Is that it? Oh, Ehabi's Convo Bat, the Bat Optimus Primal. They may be expanding production. Rob, you posted this.
Rob, tell us about that.
I may have misread this. I just want to point out that I posted this at like 7:30 in the morning under the influence of painkillers.
That's the best time to post stuff.
Those are the best.
But you know, it was very difficult to tell because you know how mechanical translations are, and they were talking about how there were more orders than expected. If nothing else, the important takeaway from this is that one of the translations gave his name as Combo Butt.
That's awesome.
But no, I am probably overreaching vastly on the meaning of these tweets and rereading them again now when I feel better. I am not seeing as much of what I thought I saw then, to be honest. So I just,
although if they're acknowledging that there is more orders than they expected, it could indicate that they're increasing the production so more people can get it.
So speaking of the mechanical translations, I just went to the wrong screen here, but I'm on our Instagram. Diecast found this last night on Taobao. This is the best thing ever. This is a KO oversized defensor with two rooks. And two blades. Oh yeah, yeah. So it's beautiful, and it's like what, $30, something like that.
I think it like $35 before shipping.
But the mechanical translation of the name is Genuine Viagra will be the patron saint of children. Alloy version IDW Transformers toys fit a larger version of the classic five. That is literally the best. More people will see and hear, hundreds more people will hear and see this on the podcast than on the Twitter. The tweet that I sent out, so I had to share this because everybody has to know about this.
Although, in a related story,
I want a rook in the alternate colors that has.
Yes.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love the failure of machine translation like this. That's beautiful.
I will call it Viagra Super Alloy.
and again, at TF Podcast on Instagram and at TF Radio on Twitter. You get awesome stuff like that. Thank you, Diecast. Love it. My favorite thing. Okay, so what else? Is that it? Oh, yeah, last night. So the IMAX trailer gets a second classification, meaning, I guess, that there's somebody's reviewing it, saying it's approved for all audiences, and we have a little bit of information that it's coming down the pike.
So in Alberta, where this classification was, they actually attached a PG to it, so mm-hmm. It's not actually in all audiences.
Interesting.
I don't remember what the British Columbia one was, which came before this. But yeah, this is two now. And from what I've read, the Alberta Film Classifications Board, when they do this, the trailer usually drops within a few days.
And we expect it to be with Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, maybe?
That seems like the most likely conclusion at this point. I liked Rob's original theory that it'd go with Rogue One because that makes sense to me personally. But if it is within the next few days, probably, yeah, Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite part of movies are the trailers, usually. I don't know exactly if I'll be happy or sad when I see the trailer for this. It really depends on what's actually in the...
I'd have been sad if I saw the trailer for Power Rangers.
It was terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw Doctor Strange twice, and I didn't get the Power Rangers trailer either time.
You're lucky, man.
Did you see it in 3D?
Yes, the second time.
Which did you like better?
2D.
Just interesting.
There was not enough in the 3D viewing to justify it being in 3D.
I assume it's a post-processed 3D movie.
Oh, yeah. It is.
The only movies that are worth seeing in 3D are ones that are shot in 3D.
Usually.
In my opinion.
Not always, but usually.
There's always exceptions to the rule. But...
Yeah, I thought the first Thor, despite being post-processed, did pretty well with 3D.
I saw the first Captain America in 3D because basically I saw it on the last day anyone was showing it in the area. So I had to see it in the 3D viewing, and it actually worked pretty well in 3D.
Yeah.
I'm not saying post-processed 3D movies can't be enjoyable, but like I wouldn't go out of my way to specifically see one in 3D unless it was shot in 3D.
I almost always go out of my way not to.
Yeah, Doctor Strange didn't have enough effect shots that would really capitalize on it, like Captain America throwing.
And if any movie should have had like native 3D effects planned out for it, it should have been something like Doctor Strange.
Yeah, because I mean the special effects in Doctor Strange are absolutely amazing, and I can only imagine what they would have been shot in 3D. And it seems like that would have been amazing. I'm a little surprised you said that, Matt, because I was expecting – I didn't go to the 3D because the showings were not good for me. But I would have thought the 3D version would have been absolutely mind-blowing with those special effects.
Another friend told me that it was really good in 3D, but I saw it in 2D and I was very pleased with it.
Yeah, 2D is fine.
Yeah, sweet. Okay.
So what can people buy on Amazon this week, Kilby?
Good question. Has anybody bought anything recently on Amazon that they want to talk about?
Well, I may have, but I think I'll wait until next week to talk about that.
Look, we're not here next week.
Oh, well, that's going to be a problem then, isn't it?
Darn it. Okay. Diecast, what'd you get?
I did not receive it yet, but I purchased it today, and it is the Grimlock Holiday Hallmark Ornament.
Oh, interesting.
G1 Grimlock. It was only $15.95. So I saw it at another store and I tried to buy it and they sent me an email saying it's sold out and I was like, oh, I better check Amazon. And I checked Amazon and it was still available, so I ordered it. The last year's Megatron is also still available for only like $10. I don't really like the look of it, but if anyone's looking for that, it's available. The Optimus Prime from two years ago. Is like $100 and there's only one available. So I don't think you kind of want to get that. But
and for anybody thinking about these, they do not transform. They are not transformable ornaments.
No, they don't. If anybody was still interested in picking up Fortress Maximus, I mean, I think it's a great toy, especially for a kid. It's not $105 anymore, but it is $121.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
No, it's still pretty reasonable.
Yeah. So if you want to buy anything from Amazon, just go to tfradio.net and click on our link. Amazon sends a little bit back our way to help out. And we're definitely going to need it because we have new expenses coming potentially.
Yeah. And, you know, so, if you're looking for older, like, Transformers Adventure stuff, like, Amazon doesn't always have the most comprehensive selection, but they do have a lot of stuff at reasonable prices for that. And if you're going to get those molds, you might as well pay up a little bit extra for the good decos.
Yeah. And Matt, they do transform. They transform your tree into excitement.
They transform your tree into an adventure, Don.
Oh! I agree. I have the Megatron. He's right down there.
Is he worth it?
Do you have a tree down there?
No.
Yeah. Well, then you're not displaying it just correctly, are you?
It's not even Thanksgiving yet.
Look, that doesn't stop Walmart.
Well, someone should stop Walmart.
Did anybody try to risk
radio.net/Amazon?
Did anybody try to risk getting the NES Mini Classic Edition?
No. I got one.
You got
I
one?
I tried, but not very hard because I knew it was futile.
I got one.
Awesome. Congratulations.
I'm playing Metroid for the first time. I played on a friend's system, but I did not have Metroid myself. I did not have Zelda. Did not have any Castlevanias, so I'm playing a lot of these games for the very first time. So I am really enjoying it.
Maybe if you're lucky, you might be able to snag one on Amazon. That's not a promise. I was person 8 in the line at Walmart when they had 6. I should have just showed up 10 minutes earlier.
So when the Wii came out, I was, however many the store had, I don't remember. I'll say like there was like 16 of them. I was person 17. So if you want, you know, the feeling of insult, be the person right after they run out, not the person after that.
But you know what? If you want a Wii and you want to play Nintendo games for $55 on Amazon, just go to tfradio.net, click on Amazon, you can get that. Okay, let's jump to third-party items.
But first, you know, one thing you can buy on Amazon later this week is Pokemon Sun and Moon.
I don't even know what that is.
That's the latest Pokemon games.
Didn't it? Pokemon games just come out last year?
Those were the remakes of Ruby and Sapphire.
Oh, okay. I don't keep up with that
stuff.
This
is Generation 7.
Nice. 7?
And more or less, Pokemon is pretty much falling into that annual update rhythm. So, yes, a Pokemon game did just come out last year.
Very cool.
But yeah, tfradio.net/Amazon for your Pokemon buying needs.
Yes.
So, if you like Titans Return, but you want a little bit smaller, unique toys... Palm series, and I love that name, unofficial legend-sized Skull Cruncher. So Unique Toys is now getting into this market?
Well, this is not their first set. They started with Tom and Jerry, which was Chrome Dome and Weird Wolf.
I don't remember those. Okay.
You don't remember Tom and Jerry?
I remember Tom and Jerry.
Very recent.
Hanna-Barbera.
Very recent.
Gosh, I really like Hardhead. He's good. He looks good.
We knew you would like the Hardhead.
Yeah. And Skull Cruncher looks nice, too. How much are these?
They're cheap. Know.
I think they run about usually 55 to 60 for a pair around that price.
So that's about what the Iron Factory stuff runs, right?
Yeah, the DX9 two-packs are about $50, I think.
And I like to have the little fake Headmaster tech spec on it. That's clever.
It's just like the Headmaster Juniors.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I just did a search for Unique Toys Tom and Jerry to get like a price baseline. The first store that comes up is at $44.99 for that set.
Not bad.
Yeah, that's better than I was thinking. Yeah, pretty good. So these will probably be priced similarly.
I guess I did see those, and I just thought that they were like DX9 or... Iron Factory.
Well, this is a new realm for Unique Toys, so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, anything DX9 does, I think they're related somehow.
Are they?
DX9 and Unique Toys.
Maybe. Something about that came up when Mania King came out, I think, around that time.
Yeah. Yeah, they're somehow connected.
So do you, want a War for Cybertron style Trypticon? Well, too bad.
That one, there's an official one coming out.
Maybe 6 years ago?
Yeah, too bad. Well, you're going to get one. It's, one from Planet X.
And you have to buy each piece individually.
For $180 each.
Yes.
How many pieces is it?
What?
It's two pieces, but I was like, wow, it's only $180. Oh, that's only half of it.
Or you can just wait 10 months and get... one and one piece for like $150.
Is anybody buying that?
I'm not.
Me neither.
Does anyone want a War for Cybertron?
Maybe 6 years ago.
Yeah, when the game came out like 6 years ago, but that goes with that Planet X.
Genesis.
Yeah, Genesis, which was the Mega Supreme.
That came out almost 4 years ago.
We saw that at
Shardacon.
Shardacon. Oh, wow, they were selling it at Shardacon.
Yeah,
I don't remember it.
I vaguely remember.
It was there.
I just remember Captured Prey had it at their table.
Okay.
You know what makes me
and
sad?
And it was not new at Shardacon either. That no. was that was not its release.
That came out in like 2012, didn't it?
I don't remember. But you know what makes me sad? That I kind of want this Iron Factory Night Assassin unofficial Nightbird figure.
It's better than ending up with half a Trypticon, which somebody somewhere is going to do. You realize this. They're going to miss the pre-order for the second one, or somebody's going to run out of stock or something, and they're going to be stuck with half a Trypticon. It's got to happen. Statistically.
I think Night Assassin just proved that anything looks nice in black and silver.
Yeah.
That too.
And purple.
And we need more Nightbirds.
Do we?
Yes.
Well, it's not like we're drowning in Nightbirds.
We need more Nightbirds.
We need the Teenage Mutant Ninja Nightbirds from that 3H comic.
We need more for science.
Yeah, I was going to say we need it so we can recreate the 3H comic that Tengu wrote. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah. No, y'all just want to kill off Daniel that came with the Masterpiece figures, that's all.
Kinda. But yeah, that's a thing. And let's see here. God, I just love how the story's written. Open Play presents their unofficial MP scale Springer. And XV wrote, "Have you ever found yourself sitting and thinking, you know, there just aren't enough third party Springers out there?"
I was thinking that earlier.
Oh God.
So for the record, this is unofficial Masterpiece Springer number 5. I actually found a list of the ones that have been announced so far. There is Fans Toys Apache, Ocular Max Saltus, Unique Toys Allen, Toy World's Elastic, which has only shown up in a display case so far, I think, and now this Open Play prototype.
You know what? Five, you know what else I was thinking in my head? Who the heck is Open Play?
Has yeah, we've never heard anything of these people before.
This is their first toy that I know of.
This is
a great way to distinguish a new company in a crowded market.
This is Impossible Toys. That's what it is. It's the reboot of Impossible Toys.
You're joking, right?
I'm joking. Okay. I don't know, but it could be for all we know.
Oh, this looks much better designed than Impossible Toys.
I wonder when they'll reveal their Dinobots.
Or a Devastator.
I'm just picturing like next Christmas season, all the third parties get together and make like an advent calendar set made entirely of Springers.
You know, so make it all jokes aside, it does look pretty good.
I actually think this is the Springer Masterpiece I like the best out of what I've seen so far.
I'm close to it. I don't know about this black test shot color.
Yeah, well, black is horrible.
It looks a little, it makes it hard to distinguish some stuff, but I don't know.
What I can see of the styling of it, I like what it's doing in all three modes more than I like what any of the others are doing in all of their modes.
Yeah.
Like, I've never heard of these people. I have no idea what kind of production quality they're going to have, but like, at least in terms of how they've made it look, I think they've kind of nailed this better than anybody else.
Do you think these guys are an offshoot of somebody else? I mean, they are, probably.
I mean, it's impossible to even make those distinctions anymore, you know? There's all kinds of just mixing back and forth.
Yeah.
And I hope the head sculpt looks as good when it gets in color, because this is one of the better ones we've seen, I think.
I mean, if these people put the Springer out and people get it and the production quality's there, like, we've got a nice new contender for larger third-party stuff, because they've obviously got a sense of the sculpting and getting the character look right, and that's a really important thing in any of the third-party stuff.
In the chat, the Opox asked a great question. Basically, can't third-party companies do MicroMasters? I'd love that.
The problem is they would do the MicroMasters at Masterpiece scale. But that being said, a Masterpiece scale Countdown Rocket base.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. That would be that. And if they're
fighting five pieces for $190 each.
Yeah. Now, you know, you say that, Chris, but I'm thinking if they could do a companion piece and make a third party victory shuttle, That would be real cool because okay. Victory Shuttle is not one that you can score very easily anymore unless you're old like me and got one back in the day.
What about third party Action Masters? Have we had any of those yet?
Actually, yeah.
Don't you have a big Scorponok one?
Well, that's official, and it's not an Action Master.
No, that's licensed third party.
It's official.
Actually.
That makes it official.
But it is still a third party product. They just have a license to do it.
Yeah.
No, there actually has been some slight work on Action Master third party stuff. There is a non-transforming, non-separating Devastator based on the cartoon design that I've seen pictures of.
Yeah,
that was available for a little while.
That we saw the one at TFCon in Chicago 2 years ago.
I'm also thinking. I mean, to qualify as there's a difference between being an Action Master and being lazy. So I think some of these might just be lazy. It was like, I just want a really nice Devastator. I don't have Transform. But like something would be like a Jackpot or somebody like that. That would just...
Well, now, we do have those third-party Reveltechs that don't Transform.
But what are they?
They're action figures.
Well,
one was
Sunstreaker.
Oh, but those are official. The Reveltechs.
No,
they're not.
They were Reveltech style, but they were not Reveltech.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, didn't we have Reveltech stuff, though, back in the day?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Megatron Optimus.
As late as Dark of the Moon, actually, because they did movie Optimus.
Oh, forgot that.
In that style.
Me too.
So going back to the micro masterpiece thing, if any third party representative is out there and wants to steal that idea, please start with Swindler the DeLorean. You'll have something completely unique to work with right there. I'd love to get a nice big DeLorean Transformer.
Good advice.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. Anything else? Anything else? Anything else? Is that it? Okay. Rob, what else is on T-Formers this week?
Okay, well, the Platinum Edition Autobot Heroes set is out at online at Target for $150. It's the nice big 5-pack with Springer, Ultra Magnus, Cup, Blur, and RC. Also, we've got a new stop-motion video from Yohei Deluxe, or DX, however you want to say that, of Tripredicus. He's been doing some Beast Wars stuff lately, and I was like watching him. That's just a really nice format he's got going.
Yeah.
I thought it was really ambitious doing a stop motion of the original Tripredicus, because as I recall, that's one of the more troublingly engineered sets of toys that came out in 1997.
Yes. What a terrible toy.
That thing gave... I sat at my kitchen table, which technically was a card table covered with a vinyl tablecloth, but I sat there for over an hour trying to combine that sucker when I
got
it.
Don, you would have had an easier time if you were sitting at a real kitchen table.
Nice. Okay, let's see here. Okay, on the network this week, and I'm looking at my phone because browser. Take 4 Wrestling episode 15. JT and I talk about December to Dismember 2006. It was a terrible show. We had a lot of fun talking about it.
You know, JT Hogg is going to dismember Diecast in March.
It'll be in March to remember. Superhero Time presents. Thank you. That one episode of Star Trek, A Fistful of Datas.
I've got to listen to that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Being Awesome, episode 82. This week, Rob Springer talks about new robots in disguise toys, Power Rangers, and who's your favorite Decepticon? And the core, they are getting the King Kong license? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's just such an in-demand and competitive field to license.
Well, I mean, the movie's coming out, so it's... I mean,
it's like how Bestlock got the Stargate building block license.
Yeah.
That's true.
At Big Lots.
You know, that stuff was actually in Targets for a little while.
Really?
Yeah.
Tuesday morning.
They redistributed some of the kits in bags. This is not one of them, but it is one of the Bestlock Stargate kits.
Are they as crappy
as
they look?
Got this at a Family Dollar in Georgia.
Are Bestlock as crappy as they look?
Oh, they're pretty bad, yeah. The minifigures are atrocious.
Are those the ones that don't have a back? I have some knockoff minifigs that do not, they are only the front of the toy. The back is just hollow.
No, they're fully enclosed.
Okay. That's all that we have posted right now. This weekend, of course, we'll have a new episode of Being Awesome with Rob Springer, but we'll also have a new episode of the RSC Minicast where we get together and talk about Masterpiece Primal, but that is not posted as of yet. Let's see here. Also, what do we got? I stopped mentioning this, but it will remain to be true. You can find this episode at tfradio.net/495 if you want to check out the show notes. Basically, you know, pro tip, go to tfradio.net/the show number, and it's going to take you to the show notes going back about 50 episodes or so. In the future, it'll be the case for all episodes, but I'm not there yet. Again, no live show next week as of right now, unless we get really bored and desperate to talk to each other. And if we do, we'll tweet it out and put it on Facebook. But right now, the plan is no live show. We will have an episode of the RFC Minicast to air next week in the place of RFC. Don't forget our voicemail line. You can also use it to send texts to 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268. And remember that number because we'll be using it more in the near future. And, of course, you can follow us on Twitter at TF Radio, on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio, and on Instagram at TF Podcast. And again, congratulations to Justice Gambino for winning our second Titans Return, Brainstorm contest. I'm personally on Twitter at BKilby and on Instagram at Brian Kilby. So follow me. I would appreciate it. Chris?
What?
Yep, exactly. Diecast?
I'm on Twitter at Diecast2.
Plus,
on YouTube at RFC Reviews.
Awesome. Very cool. Check it out. Matt?
I am on Twitter at Melvar with 3 L's and 2 R's.
And it's awesome. Rob Clay?
I am on Twitter at RAC2750. I am on YouTube at FlailThroughs, which will probably be active now that my spine is working again.
Yay!
And also, of course, you can check out XV and my video reviews for T-Formers on YouTube at T-Formers TV. And I have a feeling that in the next couple of weeks, that's going to be active again.
Very cool. Johnny there?
Yeah, I'm here. And I'm also on Twitter at ThatJohnD.
Awesome. Let's see here. Do you have your own Twitch account?
Yeah.
Do you? It's that John D, right? Do you use it much?
Yeah.
Consistent. Good. So I am. I'm going to start using. I've used it a little bit since our Extra Life game stream, but I'm going to use more. Our Twitch account, which is TF Radio. So it's twitch.tv/TF Radio. I'm going to start playing some stuff this weekend because I'll be bored. And I've got Skyrim to play, which I realized about 7 or 8 hours into playing it again. Why am I playing this again?
Yeah. Don't ask me how many times I have played Borderlands 2.
Yeah.
How many times have you played Borderlands 2?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
At least once for each of the character classes.
And I don't know what that means.
Ow!
There's like 6 different characters, so I played through the game at least once for each of them, and that doesn't count the playthroughs back when I was playing on the PS3.
Wait a second. Don, was that Massey attacking you?
Yes, he's being a little
ass. Dude, Massey can't do that because you guys on TFYLP are giving that away.
Ow! Hey!
You're giving that away with your Patreon. We can't do that anymore.
Even though I think
we own it, it's our intellectual property, but they're giving it away.
Okay, TFYLP Patreon. People, that was a Massey attack. That means you have to pay up now.
Duron, I'm sending you a cease and desist on the Massey attacks. Yeah, you, Duron, I'm sending you a cease and desist right now. My lawyer is getting in contact with your lawyer, and you guys have to take that off your Patreon. We own that. That's us.
What's wrong with you, huh? What's wrong with you? Why are you being a bad boy?
Because Massey knows he's only supposed to attack you on this show.
I was about to say, I'm not sure if Don is talking to Massey or Brian at this point.
That's awesome.
Whips.
They're basically interchangeable anyway.
Good Massey.
See, I've talked to him about this, and he just won't listen.
You've talked to the cat about this.
Yes, I have.
You've held long conversations with the cat.
Ow! Yes.
Do you want to know where this went wrong? Can I give you a hint as to where the comprehension failing is? And I hate to say it, Don, but it's not on Massey's part.
That's awesome.
No, I sat there and we had a talk about this. And he looked right at me and he knew what I was saying.
So
he just didn't care.
In the course of doing this, we got a text. Thank you, whoever sent this text. Hi, I'm a big fan, and I would like to see more of Headmaster Don being attacked by cats. Thanks.
And you know, it was actually perfect timing because that showed up just as Don was screaming in pain.
That's perfect. That is perfect. And we're not in competition with TFYLP when it comes to Massey attacks because we know that we originated the Massey attacks.
Also, because there's more than enough to go around.
Yes.
But is there enough of me to go around?
That's not important.
There's
Don.
Less and less, Don. You're losing weight, didn't you say?
Yes, and blood.
Yeah, through blood loss. Losing weight through blood loss.
I bet somebody's tried that.
It'll be on the shelf beside my Donomics book.
So if you want to help...
Somebody needs to send Don a set of chainmail butcher's gloves for Christmas.
Oh, that's a good idea. But if you want to support more Massey attacks, go to patreon.com/TFYLP. So, I got to do what I can for Massey attacks.
Oh, yeah.
Go to patreon/send Don some money for bandages and alcohol.
Don, set up a Patreon.
Yeah.
You should set up a Patreon. So if we had some sort of competition where we all set up a Patreon,
that'd be more of a GoFundMe.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But if we all did that, Don, you would have the most money of all of us.
And see, now he's just walking away like he doesn't care.
He's already forgotten it. Yeah. That's he's probably got it on a checklist. So now that he's forgotten it, he'll come back in about 5 minutes and do it again.
Yeah,
cats have schedules.
Cats have terrible short-term memory. So
yeah. That's really true. Okay, so I guess that's it. We'll be back week after next. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you later.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Stay safe.
せ情がなくなって壊れる店宇宙の果てに星に願い夢に光ポジティブな世紀の光体中から込み上げてくるパワーみなぎる戦士の力が調和進め今で行けピースウォー超生命体トランスフォーマー
Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?